Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Markets open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 are tracking about 2% lower at this hour. But the big story is perhaps Citigroup. Citigroup's stock blasted through $10 a share this week and now is hovering around $6 a share. And one of the major investors in Citigroup, Sheikh Al-Waleed bin Talib, the Saudi Sheikh, who had a stake of 4% in Citigroup, decided to raise his stake this morning after the stock fell to $6 a share. And Citigroup opened this morning, despite Al-Waleed's, the Sheikh's purchases, has opened lower. It's now trading down more than 10%, $5.71 a share. Joining us now to talk about the Citigroup situation, is it a crisis of confidence? Is it a crisis of management? Is a fellow at the Cass Business School in London, Peter Hahn, who's also a former managing director at Citigroup. Peter Hahn, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
What do you make of the fact that, you know, Sheikh Al-Waleed's purchase this morning didn't even move the needle upward? I mean, it's a major purchase and a major sort of attempt to inject confidence into Citigroup, but it didn't do anything.
Well, he's got a lot at stake, and I'd have to say he rode the stock up from his early 90s investment and then rode it down. And he really didn't seem to have influenced a number of poor decisions that were made by Citi over time. So it's hard to see investors getting confidence by him buying more.
What is the pressure point for Citigroup management to begin to sell assets that have real value? I mean, stock is, you know, maybe going to cross under $5 a share today if things go south.
I think on Citi there's been a hope that it could convince the market that its management was capable of keeping it running as the global organization that it's been. But I think the market's losing confidence in a number of banks and saying that maybe it's the time to break up a number of large institutions into smaller, more manageable ones.
The enabling mechanism for Citigroup to grow into this enormous financial conglomerate was the deregulated environment in banking and investment banking that has led up to this financial meltdown. Would you say that the fortunes of Citigroup are also the landmark that sort of spells the end of this deregulated environment?
I think it's hard to say that. Deregulation was really a long-term process. Many people, I think, forget. Glass-Steagall fell in 98 after the Citigroup merger, but it had been whittled away for almost 20 years before. Citicorp, one of the predecessor banks, had major securities operations outside the U.S. and significant presence in the U.S. already by that time. By the time Glass-Steagall was done, America's large corporate banks were already significantly in investment banking.
Well, let's talk about what's going to happen today. If Citigroup goes significantly farther down below $5 a share quickly, and we just have a few seconds, what does it mean for the rest of the financial sector in the United States?
It's a bellwether that confidence hasn't returned yet to the financial sector. It's probably an excess amount of pessimism as we've had an excess amount of optimism in the last few years.
And I suspect you're pretty comfortable over there at the Cass Business School, having been a former managing director at Citigroup, eh, Professor?
Well, I think our banks here have a similar challenge,
right?
And we think it's getting stable.
Classroom activities certainly at Cass Business School. Peter Hahn is a former managing director at Citigroup, now a fellow at the Cass Business School, talking about Citigroup from London. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.